Now to your emails.
And we received quite a few about my conversation with air traffic controller John Charlton. Mr. Charlton received an award for coaching a student pilot to safety after she failed on several earlier attempts to land her plane.
Tim O'Connell of Port St. John, Florida, writes this. I was struck by the complete calm he was able to transmit over the radio. Like the young lady in the story, when I was taking flying lessons, I too bounced an airplane down the runway and can say without a doubt that it was the scariest few seconds of my life. I wish Mr. Charlton had been there to calmly talk me through it. All I heard was my own voice pleading with the airplane to just stay on the ground. He's a credit to air traffic controllers everywhere. Bravo.
Valerie Vaughn of Pearland, Texas, is studying to be a flight instructor, and she writes, it was shocking to hear the difficulty this girl had gotten herself into. Her instructor should have known she was not prepared to go solo. I would have liked to hear from her instructor.
Finally, we brought you word yesterday of an iPhone application called Public Radio Tuner that lets you stream public radio stations whenever, wherever, and several of you wrote to remind us about other options for hearing NPR on the move.
Nikolaus Walsh from Plano, Texas, recommends Moodio.fm. He writes, from San Fran to Detroit to New York and Dallas, my primary way to listen to NPR is on my BlackBerry, even in my car, and you don't need the 3G network.
We need your advice on something else, too. We've been collecting your stories about coping in the economic downturn, and now, as tax filing time approaches, we'd like to hear your questions for the IRS.
We'll put some of your questions to the IRS commissioner. He can't do your taxes for you, but he can answer broader questions on filing and IRS policy. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please put the word taxes in the subject line.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.